is Free Talk Live, the live Black Friday edition of the show. We will take your calls about anything that you want, as always, but maybe you were out in the stores this morning or late last night as Walmart's Black Friday sales began Thursday at 8 p.m. Other stores, I heard rumor Target was supposed to be open all day on Thanksgiving, but drove by the parking lot yesterday. I didn't see any cars there, so I don't know what was going on. I didn't check it out too closely.
I don't know. I haven't left the house for 2 days now.
Why deal with all of this? I mean, people are, in some places are going crazy. This is audio from Black Friday this morning, supposedly in Moultrie, Georgia, where people are freaking out over some kind of a cell phone sale. We've yet to determine what the deal was that caused people to push and shove one another. And that was how I generally described the video. But someone over at the LA Times has actually taken the time to view this video enough times to talk in specifics about what's going on in it. Because when you watch the video, it's just a swarm of people pushing and shoving one another. But somebody took the time to get a little more detailed here. Let me share some of this with you. Video of the scene in Moultrie, Georgia at a Walmart shows a mob of customers pushing toward a display of cell phone boxes, their words drowned out over an unintelligible chorus of shouts. At one point, a man shoves his hand over a woman's mouth as she begins to back away from the area, and the woman appears to bite his hand in response. Another man, who managed to grab one of the coveted items, waves it in the air, only to have it ripped away by another customer just a couple feet away.
People. You've got to grab that thing with both hands. Pretend it's the football and you're running into the end zone. You don't want to be like Don Beebe and have that thing knocked out of your hand.
In fact, that's the advice that they give here in a moment. Or people clawed through the display's plastic wrapping while others reached over the people in front of them, grabbing shoulders and pulling their competition backward. Others managed to grab a phone and get out only by clutching it tightly with both arms against their chest and barreling through the pushing crowd. About 45 seconds into the video, a siren can be heard and store employees attempt to calm the fracas, trying to pull back customers and restore order. Walmart officials told the AP the melee was an isolated incident and no one was arrested or asked to leave. So that's one example of what happened this morning. We talked about that last hour, but there's a fresh story here, or a different story, about what happened at one Victoria's Secret outlet store, apparently in a, I guess it was an outlet store. No, it was just regular Victoria's Secret at the Oak Park Mall in Overland Park, Kansas. According to KSHB.com, it looked like a Justin Bieber concert, and it all started over some yoga pants. Here's what the scene sounded like there. Now, in this case, you're dealing with what seemed like thousands of teen girls and young women crowding the entrance to Victoria's Secret Pink at Oak Park Mall as it prepared to open the gate this last night at midnight, apparently. Mall security guards attempted to control the crowd outside the store, which was really more like 100 or so. But when you look at the footage, I mean, you can't not see the end of this crowd. It's a humongous swarm of people. The crowd was pushing its... as the gate to the store went up, the crowd was pushing its way in, so a store manager had to step in. In the end, cooler heads prevailed. No major incidents were reported at the Pink store. More than 40 stores opened their doors at midnight at the mall, and the mall let people into the building at 11:30 so shoppers could safely get to the store of their choice. The biggest crowds were at Pink in the main Victoria's Secret store, she said, the mall spokesperson. Pink saw more than 800 people in the first couple of hours alone. Why? Well, they were there for a $12.95 pair of yoga pants, according to the spokesperson, and they were apparently fairly popular this year.
I didn't realize that Victoria's Secret sold anything with that much material.
And a pink bag.
Oh, okay, now they're talking over the footage. But just, I mean, you listen to these people at the beginning of this clip, and it's just incredible. Just amazing.
Well, this one can be described as sheer madness. Check it out.
I mean, they were right in describing this like a Justin Bieber concert.
Yeah. For deals.
This is what they're doing as the gates roll up on the Victoria's Secret store is screaming at the top of their lungs.
I don't understand why people feel the need to scream for absolutely no reason.
I mean, I get it if you're like, if you're a teenager and you're seeing the Beatles or Justin Bieber and, you know, he's so sexy or such a great singer or whatever.
I can understand cheering and screaming and yelling at a football game, at a concert.
But at the roll-up.
Yelling at the television, you know, stuff like that. But going to buy yoga pads.
Right.
There's no need to be going,
Yeah, that's how ridiculous
this is.
That's
uncalled for.
It's ridiculous. So, again, you know, if you've got anything you want to share, you're welcome to do so. 855-450-FREE. Still to come, the Walmart mic check. We've got video of that happening at one of the Walmart stores this year at Black Friday this morning or late last night. Also, details on what was supposed to be a nationwide protest outside of Walmart stores. Some are claiming there were thousands of people protesting at Walmarts across the country. Walmart saying only 50 store employees participated in this, and
there's the difference, Ian. There could be thousands of people that were protesting, but not thousands of Walmart employees that were protesting.
Indeed. And so let me give you this story here from Salon.com, where they claim the headline is 1,000 Walmart protests across the U.S., so presumably that means there were thousands of people involved in those protests. A Walmart press release this morning downplayed what commentators have called historic strike actions by Walmart workers this Black Friday across the United States. The release noted that the same number of associates missed their scheduled shift as last year.
Roughly 50.
Yeah, but hundreds of protests in 46 states beginning Thursday evening have drawn attention to the retailers' allegedly poor labor practices. While according to The Nation, workers struck at stores in various different locations across the country. Walmart stores rang up almost $10 million in transactions from the time doors opened for Black Friday shoppers at 8 p.m. Thursday until midnight. And there's another story that claims that that $10 million number... Yeah, let's see. Walmart claimed 10 million transactions, which makes it its best Black Friday ever.
That's right. $10 million in transactions?
10 million transactions.
10 million transactions.
10 million transactions just in the late
in 4 hours.
Just in the late evening hours last night.
That is utterly ridiculous.
The UFCW, this is the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, whose members mainly work for Walmart's competitors, has long battled the retail giant. It backed a now-defunct nonprofit group called Wake Up Walmart, which attacked the retailer. More recently, it has backed groups called Our Walmart and Making Change at Walmart. This group claimed that it disputed Walmart's figure, Walmart claiming only 50 associates participated in the walkout or strike, and they disputed that, saying hundreds and hundreds joined in at events across the country. The Washington Examiner could not find an independent estimate for the protests. But I don't know if the UFCW was claiming that hundreds and hundreds of Walmart workers were involved in these protests, or that hundreds and hundreds of people came out to join in the protests. It would seem that more likely the latter would be the case.
Yes.
We actually know somebody who works at a Walmart here locally in Keene, New Hampshire. He claimed nothing happened today.
Or at least nothing in Keene happened today.
The last week, Walmart filed an unfair practices claim against the UFCW a story from the Washington Examiner, with the National Labor Relations Board, claiming the group's protests were disrupting its business. Labor law prevents unions from picketing for more than 30 days without filing a petition to represent its members. UFCW had hoped that protests and staff walkouts on Black Friday would paralyze the retailer and draw media attention. It claimed to have events in 46 states. And on Twitter, the company posted clips from video from various events.
I wonder what four states were the four that they did not have events planned.
Only 26 protests, according to Walmart, occurred at stores last night, and many of them did not include any Walmart associates. In addition, the company did not experience the walk-offs that were promised by the UFCW. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you work at a Walmart or were shopping there this morning and you saw some of this. Apparently there wasn't much, according to Walmart. What's the real story? Free Talk Live.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-224-8682. That's 800-224-8682. 800-224-8682.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And we invite you to the site to enjoy all the features that you'll find there completely free. You actually get to control the content on the site as well. So if you find something online that you think is interesting, you want to share, maybe it's some ridiculous video from Black Friday today that we didn't see yet. We've seen people going crazy over a cell phone deal at Walmart.
We saw folks going absolutely insane, teenage girls and such going insane over a pair of yoga pants being sold at apparently the Pink store, I guess.
It's Victoria's Secret.
Subdivision of Victoria's Secret. And so, yeah, post anything you want over at freetalklive.com. Then it appears on the upcoming stories page where it must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page in the top of the site. Head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive. I want to tell you about an excellent Bitcoin website. It is called blockchain.info. I am downloading the Bitcoin client. I'm installing the official Bitcoin client. There are several Bitcoin clients out there. And it's a huge pain. They need to really fix something. I've been trying to install it for a couple of days now, and it's been downloading the blockchain. Because when you install Bitcoin, the standard client, what they call the Satoshi client from Bitcoin.org, it downloads the entire blockchain. And what that is basically all the transactions that have ever happened with Bitcoin over all of its existence. And this is a process that is taking a long time. You can forget about all that with blockchain.info because you can just create your own secure, encrypted wallet on blockchain's website. And you don't have to worry about downloading the full client and the huge, 2 gigabyte file that is the full blockchain. Not only that, once you have a wallet over at blockchain.info, if you've got an Android cell phone or a jailbroken iPhone, you can download an app for either of those operating systems and have access to your Bitcoins on your phone. Plus, they can't, due to their encryption techniques, blockchain.info cannot access your money, and they can't even know how much money you're sending or receiving. With their wallet, which is free, by the way, you can even send your Bitcoins to other people via email, to your Facebook friends, or to anyone's cell phone number in just about every country around the world. All of this is free. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info. Let's go to the phones. You can bring up whatever you want. More about the Walmart protests that, well, some are saying were tremendously successful. Others are saying totally fizzled today. What's the real story? We'd love to hear from you. But in the meantime, you can call in about anything. And we've got Ryan listening to Monster Radio 1150 in Marion, Illinois. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how are you doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to make a comment about yesterday. There was a caller that called in and said that he wanted to make a bet with you guys that there was going to be an earthquake that was magnitude, I believe he said 10.0 or 7.5.
No, it was Sam who called from Texas. He said 7.5, and it would be between, it was a few days at the end of this month.
Okay. Well, he said that he got his information from a scientist, so-called scientist by the name of Patrick Garrell. And it really bothered me a little bit because in the past, I've heard from this guy, Patrick Garrell, and he's one of those, fear-mongering kind of conspiracy theory guys. And he has attested that there is going to be, in 2012, not only an earthquake, but, all the volcanoes in the world are going to explode at the same time and everything. He says that the sun is going to shine some rays on the Earth, and it's going to react with the iron core in the center of the Earth. And I don't know if you've ever held a jar of pickles in your hand and turned the jar, and the glass will move, but the pickles inside of it kind of stay in the same place when you turn it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's the kind of effect that he says is not going to happen. That it's not going to work like that. Instead, whenever the molten core may be moved, or the iron core may be moved about 3 miles, the effect on the surface is going to be translated into about 3,000 miles, and that America is going to be now where the North Pole is. Africa.
Yeah, I'm glad you looked into that because I know Sam. He used to live up here in New Hampshire and made the move back down to Texas where he's from, so he could be closer to his family and kind of prepare for a lot of the things that he believes that are coming. I don't share his beliefs in those matters, and that's interesting. I had not, he just kind of threw that name out there. Obviously, we're in the middle of doing a show, so we didn't really have a chance to dig into that. But it doesn't surprise me that the individual that Sam cited as his inspiration for coming up with that bet is somebody who believes in all kinds of manner of terrible horrible things just over the horizon. That's kind of what Sam's into these days, and I think it's unfortunate because I think that, you know, he's somebody who I care about and I considered a very close friend when he was up here. But there's, you know, nothing you can do to talk somebody down from this. You can't show them how wrong what some of these predictors have been on their predictions in the past. And Sam believed that he had been correct on 13 out of 14 predictions with these earthquakes. So, I don't know. Maybe the guy's on it when it comes to predicting earthquakes, or maybe he's just on a winning streak. Maybe his predictions will begin to fail starting tomorrow. I mean, so you never know about that. But I tend to be on your side of this, Ryan. I don't subscribe to any gurus like that.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you the thing that bought the cake for me is whenever he said that he alone was the scientist that discovered that the universe was expanding at an exponential rate, and that he was going to prove this, but he accidentally lost the papers.
Oh, I missed that. I must have missed that part of the call. I don't recall hearing that.
That's what bought the cake for me. Thank you.
I'll take your word for it. Hey, thanks for the call, Ryan. Appreciate hearing from you.
Well, there is good news, Ian.
Yeah, what's that?
According to archaeologists, the world will not end on December 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Mayan calendar supposedly, you know, runs out on December 21st, although some people say that the calendar ran out sometime last year. Others are saying that it's December 23rd. But according to archaeologists, that's just one of over 5,000 carvings that have been found in Mayan ruins.
Interesting.
And the Mayans believed that time was cyclical. So this calendar that is a circle just starts over.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know, we could look at the clock. Oh, no, the world ends at 11:59. Oh, wait, that's tomorrow.
I'm interested to hear what people think is going to happen on December 21st. I told Sam, last night we had him on for more than a segment, and I said, look, call us back another night and tell us what you think is going to happen on the 21st. Because I think it's fascinating when folks come up with real concrete predictions, right? I mean, you got the kind of the general palm reader predictions of you're going to meet a mysterious man, or you're going to have more success next year. It's one thing to make a general prediction for the future. It's another thing entirely to say that on this date, certain things are going to happen.
Yes.
And then what's very interesting is what those people who make those predictions, or those who parrot those predictions, what those people say after they don't happen. The kind of excuses that they come up with for why they didn't happen, and then, of course, make another prediction for when it actually will happen.
Oh, miscalculated.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GZN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprain, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Black Friday edition of the show. We will take your calls, of course, about anything you want. Although, if you've got an experience you want to share, maybe work in retail, and you observe some of the customer insanity this morning at the various different stores, the gates of Victoria's Secret at a mall in Kansas, I think it was Kansas City.
Overland Park, Kansas.
Overland Park, Kansas. Thank you. That they were going absolutely insane over a $13 pair of yoga pants.
$12.95. You got to save those extra like 2 or 5 cents.
Yep. And then there's the folks at Walmart that were basically beating each other up over a cell phone of some sort, some kind of a crazy cell phone deal. Those are two of the videos that we've seen, but obviously there was more that happened that necessarily hasn't made it to the front page of the Drudge Report. What is it that you saw? You're certainly welcome to share your experience at 855-450-FREE. Now, there are some things that you just shouldn't buy in a store, and one of those things is emergency food. In fact, you should go to buyemergencyfoods.com. Now, it's very important you go to buyemergencyfoods with an S.com, the other site, not the one we're sending you to. Buyemergencyfoods.com has freeze-dried storable food that is 100% certified GMO-free, doesn't have MSG, no artificial flavors, and it's the only company that actually puts an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. They've got all kinds of deals. There's actually some special deals right now there. But you can, for under $4,000, get a year's worth of food for two people, which is apparently about half the industry standard price. But check the charts out for yourself and see the deals and go to buyemergencyfoods.com, hook yourself up, and give you and your family peace of mind for this holiday season, the upcoming new year. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll, of course, take your calls about anything you want. There's more coming up about Walmart and the protests that were supposedly happening today across the country. We've got more detail on that, plus video of a mic check going on inside a Walmart store. Let's go first to Mike, listening via XM, or will be listening via XM. Mike, you're in Texas. Go ahead.
Hey, Ian, I just want, you know, I'm fed up with Walmart. You know, I watched on the news last night a lady, a checkout lady at Walmart, she said she wants to boycott Walmart today because she's tired of being on food stamps while she has a full-time job. And it's like, you know, if you go to a Walmart in Mexico, there's not one product in a Mexican Walmart that's not made in Mexico. You know, in Germany, if you want to do business in Germany, you know, the business owners have to take care of their employees. And it's just, I'm so fed up with, I mean, how much money does a CEO have to be satisfied? There's like, there's no satisfying them. No amount of money is enough. Why do these people, you know, they want to save a few cents on a package of Bic pens, and you know they're willing to lay people off and shut businesses down here just to save a few cents per item. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous.
Well, I don't know. I mean, some people who work for Walmart may not have very good habits as far as, you know, their savings habits are concerned. We have a guy who's a local activist here in the area that works for Walmart. And he works the overnight shift, I believe, and I've never heard him complaining about his quality of life.
Well, it seems to me, I feel lucky. I mean,
maybe he doesn't smoke and drink away all of his paychecks.
And he actually has a side business that he runs.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I do know, though, that I would hate to feel like I had to work at a fast food company or something and, you know, make $18,000 a year and try to support a family. I don't know how people in America are still doing it to this day. I don't understand.
I don't know of anybody that has to work at a fast food place to support their family. People choose to work at fast food places, but nobody is being forced at gunpoint to work at fast food places while trying to raise a family.
I'm saying, what if that's the only work they can find?
It's tough, man. I mean, it's a tough job market out there, and it's always, you know, there's always a lot of competition, especially for lower end jobs like this. So, I mean, I can understand why that's frustrating to folks. But ultimately, what's your solution, Mike? Do you think that they should pay people more money?
I think everybody needs to be paid more money, and I think that if companies want to do business in the United States, you know, they need to sell a certain amount of their products needs to be made in the United States. Like when, you know.
Ooh, that's scary.
I touched on this before.
What if I want to buy products from overseas?
Well, I don't even know what the answer is then. I really don't. I know.
Well, I mean, because it's a common perspective for people to say, well, doggone it, everything should be made in America. But everything's not made in America, and some things are made better elsewhere for less. So as a businessman, I should be free to do business with whoever I want to around the world. What does it matter what part of plot of land I have you know, been born on?
And then a lot of the stuff that is marked as made in the USA is actually, it might possibly be assembled here with pieces and parts that are gotten from other countries.
Yeah.
So, you know, how do you define made in America? Does that include stuff that's assembled here from Chinese parts, or must the entire thing be produced, manufactured, and assembled here in the U.S.?
And all the raw materials sourced from here?
Yeah, I know that the United States used to be a huge manufacturing nation, and things they made all kinds of things here. And you know, a man could get out of high school and become, you know, some kind of a machinist or an assembly worker and make a decent wage. And it's now that most businesses have gone to foreign countries, what do these people that run businesses, what are they going to do when Americans don't have the money to buy the products that made them rich? You see what I'm saying? What I mean, is there a limit?
Well, the reason why businesses are going outside of the country in the first place, in a lot of cases, is because they've been regulated outside of the country. The government has come down with all manner of controls, laws, and regulations that they force upon business people. And the business people do the calculations and they say, well, it's going to cost us this much money to comply with all these regulations here in this country, or we can go and spend half of that amount by opening up a factory in Pakistan and shipping the products over here. And so that's what they end up doing. So the problem that we have today is, in a lot of cases, caused by the problem of jobs going overseas is caused by government regulation. So further government regulation isn't going to solve anything. And if you don't want people to run out of money, then one thing you should not advocate is for all products sold in America to be made in America, because that'll only jack the prices up even further of those products, being that, you know, if they're saving a bunch of money by producing those products overseas, they can pass those savings on to the customers. But if they have to spend more money in order to produce the products here, then they pass the increased costs on to the customers. And so now, you know, if you've got all the products being made in the U.S. that are sold in the U.S., now you've got very expensive pairs of shoes and very expensive all kinds of stuff that we're used to getting from overseas that is now 2, 3, 4, 5 times, 10 times as expensive. And that leaves the average person, the people that you are ostensibly concerned about, Mike, that leaves the average person with even less at the end of the week or the end of the month to spend on themselves or their families or their kids and that kind of thing.
I just don't understand how, just with the example of, let's say, you know, the tennis shoes or whatever, how is it, I don't understand how it's less expensive to make something in China, ship it across 5,000 miles of ocean, put it on a train and get it to some other place than to be making them in Chicago.
Just well, the cost of living in China is much lower. So just by paying the cheaper wages, you're saving a large amount of money.
Wages are your biggest chunk of any business that you're operating. And just because you don't understand how the costs all add up doesn't mean that they don't work out, right? So when you're shipping a volume of product, it you know, quantity breaks on price are definitely there, and the more stuff you make, the more that shipping containers you take up, the better the shipping deals are, as opposed to doing it outside of Chicago, as you suggested, where they would have to pay everybody whatever the state of, or the Illinois minimum wage is, which is probably, you know, $12 an hour or something ridiculous like that. And then you're drastically increasing the amount of money that it costs to make those products. If it was worth doing here, they'd do it here because they wouldn't want to have to ship it halfway across the world. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate your call. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-224-8682. That's 800-224-8682. 800-224-8682.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can shop with us. Forget about all of those lines and parking lots and hassles, possible guys pulling guns on you or being mowed down by some crowd of rushing people attempting to grab a cell phone from a bin. No, you can just stay right where you are in front of your computer, if that's where you are. If not, get in front of your computer and go to shop.freetalklive.com. And that's where you'll find links to Amazon as well as Newegg and some other stores that when you enter through those links, Free Talk Live will get a portion of anything that you purchase at that time. So Amazon's got a huge selection. They probably carry everything that you might find in a department store, whatever department store you were at this morning or that you might have avoided by staying home, as Daryl has done for the last 2 days straight. Whatever they've got in stock, you can probably find at Amazon. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and it'll probably be a better price. Plus, you get reviews of all the items on there, which is incredibly useful, not to mention free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand-new items. Why bother with the hassles of shopping in real life when you can do it through shop.freetalklive.com? And when you do so, it helps Free Talk Live. Daryl's with me tonight, and there are certain things that one can get on your website, Daryl. FPP.cc is the Free Press Publications
yes.
site. You do some interesting things on there, including a news package, kind of an audio news package that you do on a weekly basis. There's also a print news that you're putting out, you've been putting out for the last few months.
Yes.
FPP News, and you are also a book publisher, and you've got a new book coming out.
Yes, the book comes out in 3 weeks. It will be available on December 15th. Pre-orders begin on Monday, which is
Cyber Monday. That's right. That's the kind of the online dealer's response to Black Friday.
Yes.
A bunch of online dealers have specials that they run on starting Monday.
Yes, and I have officially announced the price of the new book.
Okay.
The book is The Diary of Henry Myers. It's set in a dystopian future, sort of alternate North America. And it's a novelette or novella, depending on which definition you use. And the book will be available for $5.49.
Sweet.
If you purchase from me, then
That's an actual book?
Yes.
Wow, that seems really affordable.
Yes, very affordable. Ebook will probably be $1.99.
And it all starts Monday at fpp.cc.
Yes. Order for me and $1.50 for shipping, so it's $6.99 book plus shipping.
All right, so we've been talking about Walmart, and, well, we touched on it earlier. We didn't really get into detail. Walmart apparently was the subject of a number of protests earlier today. Maybe some of them are still going on, but I highly doubt it at this point. The UFCW was involved, the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, which, according to the Washington Examiner, their members mainly work for Walmart's competitors. So this is probably the group that wants to unionize the Walmart
yes.
workers. There have been attempts at that in the past, and I don't believe they have been successful.
They have not.
So they went out today with, according to Walmart, 26 protests occurring at stores last night. They estimate that less than 50 associates participated in the protests nationwide. They say that that was roughly the same number of associates who missed their scheduled shift as last year. So approximately 50 people participated in the protest, but that was about the same as last year. So I don't know if they know that it was 50 people that participated in the protest versus just 50 people that didn't come to work today.
Yes. And that's my guess, is that just 50 people didn't come to work.
The press, that not necessarily that they were participating in the protest.
Right.
The press release then pointed to some reasons why people may have been disinclined to walk off. Walmart associates receive a 10%, this is from Walmart, receive a 10% discount on general merchandise bought at Walmart stores all year long. Earlier this holiday season, the company rewarded associates with a special holiday discount of 10% off most food items from November 9th to the 1st of January to help make the holidays for its associates and their families even more special. Also, to recognize those associates who'd help serve customers during its Black Friday events, the company is providing an additional 10% discount on an entire basket of goods. Eligible associates who helped execute Walmart's Black Friday events will also receive holiday pay. And I remember getting holiday pay when I was working for Kmart, and that was pretty sweet. I don't think
most
they,
places holiday pay is time and a half.
Time and a half. Yeah. I don't think that they kept doing that after a few years. Like the first 2 years of me working there, I don't recall time and a half being offered for holiday pay. But, man, that's awesome. I mean, because I would have gone to work anyway, right? Like, I'm the kind of person who I don't care what day it is.
Yeah.
If I've got a job to do, I'm going to be there to do that job, and I'm going to be there on time to get it done. It doesn't matter to me if it's a Sunday. It doesn't matter to me if it's a Wednesday. I'll be there whenever, if it's a holiday. So if I show up on a holiday and I get bonus money for working that day, that's sweet.
Yeah.
I'll take that. But these people that are protesting are saying that thousands of Walmart employees had walked off the job today. The Service Employees International Union president, Mary Kay Henry, made that claim. She said in a statement which is not currently online, quote, "Today, protests at Walmart stores across the country are a reminder of the enormous power of working people uniting to demand a better future with a living wage, affordable health care, and respect on the job. From this day on, Black Friday should be remembered as a pivotal day for working people at Walmart and everywhere." The press release cited no source for their figure, though, and the Examiner is unaware of any media outlet reporting that. The Associated Press, for example, did not give an estimate. More typical was a story from CBS News, which indicates that few of the protesters actually worked at the store. Excerpt from CBS News says, "The size and enthusiasm of the protests varied from store to store. None of those protesting at a Walmart in South Philly actually worked there." CBS Philly affiliate KYWTV spoke to one worker who didn't agree with what was going on outside. The worker said, "Everything they're saying is wrong, wrong, absolutely wrong. They give us benefits, they give us extras, they give us parties, we get bonuses. This is all wrong."
Yeah, and there's something on the Huffington Post where they're basically live blogging different comments and different things that are posted in various places.
You mean regarding this one issue?
Regarding Walmart.
Okay.
Yes. And there's one thing that they posted at 7:37 p.m., and this is from a National Guardsman's mother. It says, "My son is a member of the Alabama National Guardsmen. He also works for a Walmart in the shipping and handling department. My son works 40 hours a week and is paid $8.25 an hour. My son has a wife and four children, two of whom are disabled. How can Walmart billionaires be allowed to get away with their slave labor ways of doing things?"
Slave labor?
He's a guardsman. If that's not slave labor, I don't know what it is. He's basically indentured himself to the government.
For approximately 8 years, right?
Well,
National Guard's different than the
National
Army.
National Guard is much different. But still, you know, he's an indentured servant in that aspect.
Mm-hmm. But that's for your
Walmart
country.
Job is, well, actually,
it's for your
the
country,
National
Darryl.
Guard is for the state.
It's for your state, Darryl. It's only for the government. I mean, it's okay to be a slave for them, right?
Yeah.
As though you're a slave working at Walmart, as though Walmart cracked a whip over you to go in there and take the $8.50 an hour job. Sorry, it doesn't work like that. People that are working at these places consented to it.
And if he's only making $8.25, he mustn't have been working at Walmart very long, because my understanding...
That's a starting, for sure, starting wage.
That's the starting wage.
So that's a good point. And some people are saying here that Walmart's fine. This one employee says that he's happy with working at Walmart. Everything they're saying about him is wrong. However, at a Walmart in Northeast Philly, at least two of the protesters were store employees. Now, I wonder if the protesting store employees were skipping work, or were they there on their time off?
A good question.
Yeah.
The story that I teased earlier, and we'll get to in the next hour, hopefully, out in Paramount, California, they're claiming that there were 400 Walmart workers at this one protest where 9 people eventually were arrested.
Now, where was this in California?
Paramount, California, which is just outside of L.A.
Well, 400 workers is a lot of darn workers. That's probably more than the whole store, I'd bet. And there's probably at least a few hundred workers at that store. Seems unbelievable to me.
Yes, it does.
Well, we can get more into that here in a moment at 855-453. A couple of the protesters at the Northeast Philly store, one of them said, there's not enough staffing in the stores, and we don't get enough hours, one man told KYW. Maybe he doesn't get enough hours.
So is it they're overworked or underworked? Because you seem to be hearing both things.
Indeed. 1-855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You certainly can't please everybody. You've got hundreds of people working for you in one location. Not all of them are going to be entirely satisfied with what it is that you're offering them. It's just the way it is. 855-453. You can take control, share your thoughts. This Black Friday edition of Free Talk Live continues in moments. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Longevity's organic plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived organic, certified organic minerals, in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index, is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Longevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.